Janice.
In order to adopt Chapter 26, Stormwater Utility, providing for inclusion and identification of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Dudley, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 26, Stormwater Utility, as attached here to the incorporated herein.
Thank you. Presentation, all right. We'll start, and hopefully this presentation will answer some of the questions you all may have. So we'll go through this. Just a brief presentation on the stormwater utility, why it's needed for the City of Dunwoody. Part of it, we're going to review some of the impacts of stormwater runoff on the city, what it can does. Identify some of the federal and state regulatory requirements that we have to operate under. Review some of what our needs as a city are, and discuss how the stormwater utility can help. One of the things is the pervious area within the city increases peak flows, velocities, and volume runoff. This is actually a street in Dunwoody after a rainstorm that we are in the process of trying to correct. So a lot of that's caused by increased surface runoff from impervious areas.
Or Danny Blue's leaves and
stuff.
Or somebody stopped up the storm drain.
Or just, in this case, it's actually a ditch or drainage that's brought this locked up from debris, mostly leaves and yard debris that has to be cleaned up, is backing it up onto the road. This one's a little bit tough to see, but one of the other things is those increased runoffs can also cause stream channel erosion. This picture is actually from those homes on North Peachtree that All Saints Church backs up to, and where we have a shopping center. The shopping centers on the other side of Mount Vernon have no detention, no water quality at all, and it just feeds right down behind these homes. And we wonder why, you know, with all that parking lot area there, why we have increased erosion, increased volume behind these homes, and flooding behind these homes.
Richard, could you identify, is that fish fry grease in that
stream? No, actually, I will point out that All Saints Church does not drain directly into the stream at this point. This is entirely from the shopping centers across the street.
Listen, I belong to St. Jude's, and we have fish fry, and we're green over there, so come on over there.
I say that because my mom works at All Saints, so.
Right. Don't let her put grease down the drain.
And one of the other issues with stormwater is from impervious surfaces, you pick up a lot of oils, you pick up a lot of grits and dirts, and it eventually gets down into the rivers and creeks and can affect wildlife and causes pollution and an increase in water pollution. So that's a concern that we have with why we have to control the stormwater runoff or do treatment of stormwater runoff. We're under several federal and state regulations to compliance. Jennifer mentioned the MS4 permit that we have to get every year. We also have an MPDES permit program that we have to adhere to, which governs, a lot of it is with illicit discharges. And to answer the specific question is, no, you don't need a stormwater utility to get the MS4 permit, but having a stormwater utility assists with that. But whether we have a stormwater utility or not, we still have to get these permits from the state. We have to file with the state for those. And there's a lot of those deal with more water quality discharges than water quantity discharges, but that's becoming more and more an issue is water quality discharges. But specifically in Dunwoody, the stormwater infrastructure itself, because of the age of what was built in the city, in most of its metal piping, corrugated metal pipe, which has an approximate lifespan of about 25 years. Well, a lot of that's been in place 25 or more years, and it's starting to come to its end of useful life. We have one situation we're already reviewing, I believe, up on Mill Glen, where there's a 48-inch pipe that is completely gone, and the stream is finding its own path underground, causing sinkholes. They're looking at having to replace. I mean, we're estimating, initial estimates are about $50,000 just in pipe work alone to replace that 48-inch pipe that's completely gone out there. We have a lot of that in Dunwoody. It's going to become a continuing as we go go further, it's going to be a continuing problem. And a lot of these we don't see until a sinkhole develops in somebody's yard or a sinkhole develops in a roadway. Because we can't, you don't see it a lot of times until it's too late. And, you know, part of it is we need methodology to, routine maintenance will help identify that, but we're going to have these emergency repairs we're going to have to make. We need to do an inventory and condition assessment of all our stormwater to catch these, identify these problems before they occur so we can do maintenance before they become catastrophic damages, because a lot of times they're easier to repair and replace up front. If we wait till the road collapses, it's a lot more expensive, or somebody's home.
Can I interrupt with a quick question?
Yes,
on that?
Sir.
About what does it cost to do an inventory and condition assessment for a city like Dunwoody? What are we looking at?
This is Jim Seba. He works with me. He's our stormwater expert, so okay. I'll let him defer to him.
Well, based on past experience, it's $200,000.
I don't think we budgeted that for this year.
Well,
right?
No, we don't have that budgeted this year. This is why we're discussing the stormwater utility. We'll get to that in a moment.
Richard, not to interrupt you too much, but on that, just about a year and a half ago, a guy showed up at our cul-de-sac and took the lid off, and he was sitting in the truck, and another guy had jumped down and, jumped down in the sewer, and I thought, what is that guy doing? I went out and asked him. He was there for 2 days, and they were doing a television of the pipe. Is that what they were doing? I'm wondering if anybody has done this. Has the county got some of this that's been done recently?
A lot of it, which probably if it was in the street, probably what it was in the sanitary storm system, which is the wastewater system. This is the storm drain runoff system. More likely it has not been done in the storm drain runoff system. DeKalb does have a program to do it in the sanitary sewer system, and they do it periodically to inspect that. But as far as I know, they have not. I mean, we can certainly check to see what they have, but I don't believe that they have that.
That wouldn't have been done system-wide and done what it would have been done on a case-by-case basis. But it could have been done in a storm sewer system for sure.
Maybe
we should check to see if there is something.
We will. And we're already talking with DeKalb County to get whatever information they have. In some areas, they've been forthcoming with data. In other areas, especially from their maintenance group, they've been less than forthcoming with what problems they have. It depends on what staff member. It varies from staff member to staff member, department to department, how. And we're dealing with two different departments here. So, and then, of course, you know, the community demands for just improving the water quality of our discharge and everything, too, is a big factor. So that leads us to why a stormwater utility, and some of it's why and what. Part of the stormwater utility is a little bit of equity. It kind of, the fees are based on the impact, you know, spreading around to everybody that uses the system, and every home discharges water into the system, every business discharges water into the system, so, I mean, it spreads it around. It doesn't put it on to, you know, you're not taxing just new developments, you're not just taxing existing, it spreads the fees around. It provides a dedicated fee. The fees that are collected by the stormwater utility are only used for stormwater issues. They're not converted to other, they're not competing with other sources. The question is, why don't we just budget general? One question could be, why don't we budget general funds for this? You can. We could live with general funds, but every year general funds are going to be competing with police, fire, other roadway needs, paving. This provides a dedicated fee only for stormwater. A continuality provides a again, with the dedicated fees, it provides a continual fee for long-term, addressing the problems in the long-term, not just one-time dedicating funds this year for stormwater, but next year we're going to throw that at roadway paving instead. And the legality, we're collecting, like I said, everybody in the city, every resident, every business, every property owner in the city is a user of the system, so we're collecting the fees from the users of the system. Some of the basic functions of the stormwater utility we touched on, with maintenance of the drainage infrastructure, including routine clean-out repair, you know, cleaning the leaves out of the catch basins that people blow in there. That's a routine clean-out function that we would do under stormwater utility. Repair of new failures of drainage structures, including clots and metal pipes like we talked about. Education and public awareness. Letting people know that they can't put their leaves into the storm drain. Letting people know that they can't drain their car oil, their fish fry oil, whatever it may be, into the storm drain. there's an education process of it. This gives us the method. Part of the budget when we establish this will be to look at, you know, the making people aware of what you can and can't do to into the system. And then education will help us improve the system. Construction maintenance, monitoring of flood protection and water quality management projects. Some of this, in Dunwoody, because we don't have, there's only a few areas where we have large streams, so we don't have like major stream flooding problems, but even on a localized level, like in the case behind those homes adjacent to All Saints, they have localized flooding because of increased runoff. And, you know, there gives us a method of monitoring that, of going back and retrofitting areas to be able to fix some of those problems instead of just upsizing pipes up constantly, but that doesn't help, you know, the where it's open channel flow a lot of times. So we don't have some of this in other cities where they have large streams going through. It involves water and large streams, other than a couple places on Dunwoody Club area where and we don't have a lot of that in the city, but there is some of that that we have to deal with. And then, of course, initializing and prioritizing capital improvement projects to correct chronic drainage problems as we go to try to prevent stuff going forward and improve the system. The stormwater, the fees for stormwater utility, we're not going to discuss the specifics of the fees tonight. What we have in the ordinance is a more two-step process of the ordinance before you tonight is more just to establish the entity and establish the funds. And we'll come back, we're planning coming back next month with the looking at the proposed fees themselves and getting into the actual dollars part of it. Tonight we're just presenting what the utility is. But it's based on the amount of stormwater each property adds to the runoff and the amount of impervious surface area on each property. Now typically for residential properties, we deal with what's called an equivalent residential unit where all residential properties are treated as a single unit. And then for non-residential properties, you deal with the amount of impervious area is related back to number of equivalent residential units, and that's how the rate is adjusted for those properties. But typically, homeowners will pay, every homeowner, regardless of single-family residence, will pay the same amount. There's no gradation based on that. And the fee is based on the anticipated cost for the annual operation, maintenance, and capital improvements based on system-wide assessment, the cost of setting up the program, and also looking at the long, and a lot of these are long-term costs. When we do the assessments, what is the fee, what is the expected cost over a 20-year, 10, 15, 20-year period? It's not what is it going to cost next year to do it. It's a long-term cost. And one of the functions in the ordinance is that because it's set up as a separate enterprise fund, that money can be, you can set up reserve funds in your budget, you can carry money forward from year to year that's unspent to put aside money for, to handle stuff in the future. You don't have to spend every penny of it every year. And it allows setting up a prudent reserve fund for that. And it's since it's in a separate enterprise fund from the rest of the city finances, it's a legal method of being able to do that. And one of the key things with this stormwater utility, DeKalb County has had a stormwater utility, and the citizens of Dunwoody have been paying into that for, I think, since 2002, I believe is when it was established. This stormwater utility that you would all establish would, and the utility fee that would be established would replace DeKalb County fee. So this is money DeKalb County has already been collecting from the city of Dunwoody. That money, that DeKalb County fee goes away, this would replace it. What we're most likely to propose on the fee side is basically what DeKalb County is collecting. We're going through some stuff right now just to make sure that that's what we will do, but more likely that's what we're going to come back with is collecting with DeKalb County. So this is not a new fee to the citizens. This is just us being able to collect something that DeKalb County has already been collecting and being able to use it for our means in the city.
Dan? I think this year we should be budgeted about $1.1 million, I think, for storm water. I think it's important, this is just a input, I think it's important that we not raise that fee this year. We promised people we wouldn't raise their taxes, right. And taxes and fees are the same thing as we would.
And we don't anticipate raising the fee. The only thing we would look to make sure is that in our initial quick assessment that there's no opportunity to lower it, but we don't anticipate right now that we'll be able to lower it, but we're not going to raise it. We don't anticipate raising it at all. it would stay the same as what the cap is.
Yeah, Richard, just to follow on what Danny just brought up, as I understand that, and you want to sit right there ready to jump out of this chair, that $1.17 million will be coming in this year's tax revenue for the city. Is that correct, as I understand
that? It will be collected this year. One of the methods we can use for it, I don't want to call it tax revenues because it's not a tax.
Stormwater revenues.
One of the methods, the common method used to collect this fee is to include it on the property tax bills along with the streetlight fees and all your miscellaneous fees. That's the most economical way for us to collect it. We could send out a separate utility bill, but it's why, if we're already sending out property tax bills, it's the most way to do it. If adopted in this next couple months, it will be included on this year's. It will be intended to be billed out this year and collected in the fall. So that would be money coming in to the city this year.
It's currently on our tax bills.
It's currently on. It's right now on the 2008 tax bills. It was paid to DeKalb County. Whatever fee gets adopted will be on the 2009 city tax bills and would be collected by us.
I just thought, you know, it's important for all of us to remember the reasons we are doing this is because basically, you know, we're taking on a possible, you know, good-sized liability right here without any doubt in anybody's mind. But the reason we did is because we found out that basically DeKalb County doesn't have any money in their stormwater utilities, so we best grab our own and, you know, start our own fund because there's no fund and money in the DeKalb County.
That's right. Yep, Robert. I have a suggestion and two questions.
Okay.
The suggestion is to suggest that maybe we take the credit section out of the ordinance and we put it in with the fees. I wonder if we're not going to change the credits a little more often than we'll change the ordinance that creates the utility. And there's some question as to whether these are worded as well as they would, and if we make it part of the resolution instead of part of the ordinance, it makes it a little more flexible.
Okay, we will look at that and take that into consideration.
When Councilman Taylor and I were looking at budgets 2 years ago, one of the things that we worried about was the difference between spending stormwater money on capital infrastructure improvement versus maintenance. I was under what looks like an incorrect assumption that stormwater utility fees could only be used for capital improvements. The way you've described it, it looks like it's there for capital improvements or maintenance. It shouldn't matter.
It shouldn't matter. It's for anything to do with the stormwater system, which includes maintenance and capital improvements. Yes.
Very cool. Last question is I'm going to ask you to go out on a limb here.
Okay. Recognizing
that it'll take us several years to get to a reserve that we're comfortable with, what do you think such a reserve, give me a ballpark of what a reserve for a city like ours ought to be. I mean, are we talking about $5 million, $10 million, $50 million? In terms of, you know, let's assume that someday we have something wicked bad happen to our stormwater subsystem. What should we have in the bank to cover?
I don't know, Warren, if you had an answer to that based on your experience in Norcross, or
I think it's an excellent question. The next process that we're going to go through is to establish the budget for the first year. But what that does is sets in motion the line of thinking to establishing a long-term reserve. You've got two things that are going to occur. One is that you need something on an immediate basis in the reserve fund. So that you don't have to take out of the current year. And obviously that's pretty obvious. So I think generally you're talking under $2 million for a reserve fund. If you have a large capital project, one of two things are going to happen. Either you know about it a long time in advance, or you're going to have an emergency. And typically the emergency is going to cover, let's say, if you have a large roadway that has a storm drain going through it, and that collapses, and it collapses a large roadway. You don't have time at that point to go out for bond issuance and do it. So you have to pull from the reserve and handle those problems immediately. And I think the larger issues that we may have, such as, you know, if you've got a large piece of pipe and it goes
Under Ashford Dunwoody Road.
Under Ashford Dunwoody Road. You know, you've got several million dollars worth of work to do. That's not something you pull from your reserve, but that's something you look at either in phases, or you can do a bond on that and then use the revenue as a revenue bond and use future revenue to pay off debt service in the future. A number of cities are doing that now for massive capital projects. I don't foresee us doing that anytime soon.
Okay. And this one of the, you can do debt service with the stormwater utility collections, can go towards debt service on bonds.
The other thing, just from y'all's standpoint as well, so the other thing you can spend money on is the startup of the actual stormwater utility. So any costs associated with the administration of it, labor, and any startup costs or engineering studies, all can be paid for at the stormwater utility. So if you need to do a condition assessment report, and it's several hundred thousand dollars, the stormwater utility actually can pay that and pay back the general fund for any expenses you incur.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Any other questions for
the
redacting things?
Sorry.
Would you proceed? One last question.
Yes.
On the needs assessment, would you see that would be in the short to mid-term plan?
I believe what our intent is to, and we're going to go through as we look at the budget over the next couple of weeks, is that we would do the need assessment starting this year. And because what we want to do, when we're adopting this, what we're going to basically doing is using what DeKalb County did for a needs assessment for countywide and saying that that's applicable to Dunwoody because Dunwoody was included in their needs assessment. But we want to look at our own needs assessment for just the city to make sure that either for both, one, that we either we're not charging the citizens too much money, or the converse, which would be that we have more long-term needs and we would have to consider that, do we need to have an increase? But, I mean, we don't want to get back to Councilman Winstein's point, we don't want to increase without doing a detailed analysis to see if we do need to increase.
Did you say the CAP did a need
assessment? They did a need assessment to adapt their stormwater utility.
Countywide.
They didn't do it, which included, Dunwoody was included in that need assessment because we were part of the county.
Which was a failure when we were speaking to the CAP because they run out of money after their own admission, 7 months.
Yes.
And they said they have a laundry list of projects they can't get close to.
And they have, I mean, we have some things with an older system that may require more needs. We have some things in that we don't have large streams that may work to our benefit. So that's why we have to, you know, we want to use this to go back and do a detailed need assessment for Dunwoody to make sure we're charging the right fees, both whether we're not too high, or hopefully we don't come back and say we're too low, but sure. Definitely look at it to make sure we're not too high.
All right, excellent, John.
I have three questions. You're talking about the streams.
Mm-hmm.
I'm aware of a little creek that is in the floodplain, which every, I don't know, 50 years, it comes all the way up. Does this affect, or does this work on stream read? Does this redo streams in order to fix floodplain issues?
It can if we decide to use it that way. Typically, a lot of those streams are on private property, so I mean, it starts getting into private property issues. But we can,
just various components of the permit are going to manage stream buffers, water quality, floodplain restrictions for development, and issues like that. But if addressing the quantity of flow in the stream, it will do it directly by the way we manage development. And if we go back on a property owner and make them install a retrofitted pond or what have you, it could reduce it, but I don't think that'll be it.
But you'd have to be reducing upstream because this is in a very established neighborhood where it is. All right.
Right. Some of it with those issues of how much we get into private property, some of it gets into private property issues that we have to address. How far do we want to go with that when we get into actual specific projects?
I had a letter from a resident who was also worried about the fact that it was going to be put on the tax bill, and since it's a fee and not a tax, could his house be repossessed? Could there be a lien put on his house?
City manager, answer that.
No. Well, you know that guy, don't you?
Yeah, we're very close. No. No, we would not do that. We're using the property tax bill in the Columbia County case, kind of deals with this issue, is just using it as the vehicle, because the end user in the ordinance is the property owner. So this is the easiest and most efficient way to send the bill to them, but the short answer is no, we would not issue a lien against their property, because in the Columbia case, we're not allowed to do that, because it's not a tax.
Okay. And he also made an issue about the right to enter upon private property without permission. There's part of that in the ordinance. Can you address that?
I believe I did went through and read that, and I think that's related under Section 5 on page 5. And my reading of that, that was if an enforcement action had been taken by a ordered by a court, then there was a right to enter granted relating to that enforcement. And the
so a city inspector couldn't, but if it was ordered by a judge, then it's
yeah.
So...
Yeah, that's the way, I mean, and Brian, I would ask you might look at that just to make sure of my interpretation. My interpretation of that was that it was related to a court action.
That's correct.
Good. Thank you very much.
Any other questions you have? Just one last question here. I would presume as we proceed forward, if we do indeed do this, which I think we're going to, one of the first things we would want to do is to do a condition analysis. So I would imagine some of the first monies that we would spend would be to see where we are, which would give us an idea of our long-term expenditures down the road.
Right. And that's what we plan on including that in the budget that we'll present to you.
What's your sidekick's name again?
Jim
Seba. Sachi. Pronto. Pronto.
I got a minute. How do you
spell
it? Seba, S-E-E-B-A.
Okay.
No relation to anybody you've heard bad things about.
Any other questions for Richard or sidekick? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to 10, discussion of convention and visitors. Euro, Danny, Elton Ross, has passed out.